Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's talk to Mr. Morse, Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. Couldn't have him yesterday because I wasn't here yesterday. So, you know, it's one of those things. Pollen. I hate pollen. I hate pollen. How do you feel about pollen, Rob?
I hate it because it keeps me from listening to you. And I'm afraid the ninjas are going to start jonesing and, you know, do something foolish.
They don't have any pollen in Louisiana?
Oh, my God. We invented this stuff, dude.
Are you just not allergic to it?
I live under three oak trees. I'm a little allergic to oak pollen. Oh, yeah. I know what you're feeling. Matters of degree matter. We have a lot of mold. It's been actually relatively dry for Louisiana, meaning you look at a ditch and there's not standing water in it, which is usually the case. But I can't complain. I'm glad your voice is back.
Well, yeah.
And well, you got to talk to the Nuge.
Yeah, he's following you. He'll be on here following you.
Okay. Wow. There's plenty to talk about, Bill.
I am sure. Where would you like to go first?
Well, I've started a series for the people who bought a gun for the first time. Look, they decided, I'll call it at the last minute, that they wanted to join us. Welcome. You did the right thing. Unfortunately, because of the way timing worked out, we can't say, hey, let's go to the range. Hey, you know, I'm not sure that's right for you. Go back to the gun shop. With this quarantine in place, that's harder than ever. There are 5 million new gun owners. The great news is they're learning about firearms. They're getting safer every day. What's a little odd, the people who don't like guns have asked the government to deny them the ability to buy a firearm, ammunition, or training right when they need it the most. So, you know, we're here to help.
Yeah. Well, I got a question about the timeline. Did they ask the government not to allow them to buy a gun first, or was it after they bought the gun, or how did that work out? It was before, I take it?
You know, that depends state by state. The people who call themselves, oh, we're not anti-gun, we're just gun safety advocates. We think all the gun stores and ammunition stores should shut down and taxes should be 5,000% on your last bullet. That's been going on for a while. Did they repeat those calls when the coronavirus epidemic reared its head? Of course they did. Did some politicians use that for rationalizations as to why they needed to deny the right to keep and bear arms? Of course. And that sold to some media. It didn't sell too well with the general public. We'll see how well it sells in November. Here's what I think is going to be a big tell. In the last 4 weeks, New York City continued their long-standing increase in crime, a 7% increase in robberies, 22% increase in burglaries, and a huge 64% increase in grand theft. Do people feel frightened? Yes. Is it because of the coronavirus? No, there's some other things involved there. Chicago rolls on being Chicago. 18 wounded, 2 dead this last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about, I don't think people are as afraid of the coronavirus as simply because I don't know how many people have actually seen it. The other thing I wonder about with the coronavirus that I haven't heard a number on, they'll tell us how many deaths there are. They'll tell us how many cases there are. But wouldn't you think they would also tell us how many of the cases are actually ongoing? Because the recovered aspect of it is really, the numbers don't add up. There should be more people recovered from it. They don't know how many people's had it anyway.
You're right. As John Adine says when I talk to him, we don't know what the denominator is. There's some thought that this disease has been around longer than we think. You may have had it and already recovered. The only way we'll find out is to take large populations, test them all, and go, look at there. You're already immune to it. That means you had it. As my doctor said, he wanted to meet some patients who had it and say, look, you are the guys about 10 days after the symptoms show up, 3 days after they leave, you're now bulletproof. Please go work in the old folks' homes. You can't pass it on. Wash your clothes. Got that. Change your, do the hygiene. But you're bulletproof. You can't get it. You can't pass it on. Go to the hospital, serve meals, volunteer, because we need millions more like you to stop this epidemic. I like his ideas.
Well, I mean, one thing that I think is going to happen, they don't have enough tests yet.
Right.
That's part of the big problem. This is actually going to be one of these things where people that have had it, and I think I'm one of them, if
right.
we can get tested and they can detect the antibodies in our blood,
right?
Not only are we not going to be locked down or any of this other stuff, but the other stuff is going to be that we're going to be able to, they'll know who we are. I'll donate plasma if that's the case.
Right.
I'd be happily to do it.
And I read something just the other day, Bill. Yes, plasma might transmit the antibodies. For people who are critically ill with this disease, it looks like whole blood is slightly better.
Yeah, whatever they need. I mean, I've only got right. so much I can spare. I mean, you know.
Right. You can give plasma every couple of days, whole blood, 8 weeks. But this issue with a spike in crime, you know, it's hit a lot of our major Democrat-controlled cities,
yeah.
New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, Houston, Colorado, just like you would expect. Houston, the rate of burglaries were up 20%. So, no, people, this isn't a knee-jerk fear reaction. People can read the news. Isn't that a good idea? I like it a lot, actually.
It's a great idea. But one of the things that I have read, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they've done a breakdown about the density of the actual cases of virus. And in
right.
states where there are Republican presidents, 20% of the cases are of known coronavirus are in those states. And in states where there's Democratic governors, 80%.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. One of the guidelines they gave to hospitals was, if you get someone with an acute respiratory distress, just call them coronavirus victims. Well, okay, you've got a 70-year-old person on emphysema. They weren't going to live all that long. The flu comes through and knocks them out. Absolutely typical. Those are the typical flu victims. They just got pushed into the coronavirus category. Was there other mismanagement in those cities as well and states? Could well be. It's hard for me to prove it either way.
Hang on for me if you would. Coming up on the break, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to SEZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse. Yes, sir. What would you? Where would you like to go?
Well, you know, we're talking about how people reacted during the coronavirus. They're saying, our government's acting a little crazy. I think I need to protect myself. That's not a reaction that's confined to the U.S. I'm going to ask us to look at Brazil. It had one of the highest, a tremendously violent country as it was socialist. It's taking part of a step back from socialism. As they did that, their president said, I can't stop the violence, but the honest citizens of my country can. In 2019, they doubled the number of permits for owning a firearm, and the murder rate dropped by 23% during that same year.
Right.
That's significant.
Quite.
Quite. We hear mayors of large cities trumpet when they worked very hard and might get a 5% drop in the murder rate. That means they scooped guys off the street. They developed cases, prosecuted, did all that. It's not clear that any of that changed in Brazil. The victims got harder to be victims, to turn into victims. Sorry, misphrased that a little bit. So I don't expect that the police force of Chicago will change, but the population can. Unfortunately, in our large metropolitan cities, for example, New York, L.A., San Francisco, it's going to be much harder for the average citizen to own a gun. Fortunately, there are many cities where we can. Again, Houston, Denver, St. Louis, Chicago. We want armed citizens to turn this trend around. Hopefully, there are a few more like that. They bought a firearm recently. Hopefully, they will go on, learn more, become concealed carriers, and be safer and make society safer everywhere they go.
That, yeah, how much of a learning curve do you think there is for these people that are panic buying?
Now, that's a fascinating question, and we don't know. Now, here's what's curious. In constitutional carry states, there are now 16 of them. They can carry in public right now. They bought a gun. If they bought a holster, they're ready to go. I predict those are the people who will go, wow, I'm not ready. I need to get a class. Okay. In other states that are shall issue, meaning I don't have a record, I can talk to my police or the issuing authority and ask for a permit, that will take longer, may take months longer.
I think it would be fascinating to see a breakdown by state of the panic buying, simply because I'm thinking most of that probably occurred in these blue states.
Right. Yes, I agree. But again, those are the states predominant. Now, that's not, you know, is Houston a blue state? No, but it has a blue mayor who released criminals, right?
Right.
So what do you say about that? So even in the suburbs where you have a socialist city council who said, oh, we can't hold prisoners because they could get the flu in jail. Then that contributes to it. There's no doubt. Fortunately, in those situations, it's easier for them to get a carry permit.
Okay. Well, now I've got to ask a question about this because don't you have a bigger people get stabbed to death in jails? They get raped in jails. They get murdered in jails. Drug abuse in jails. Lots of abuse and bad things happening to people in jails.
Right.
Do they let them out if they could possibly catch the cold, the flu, the mumps, tuberculosis, anything else? Is it what is it about COVID-19 that makes it so special that we have to release prisoners from jails?
We can test for it. And if a prisoner catches this disease in jail, then his defense attorney will tell the jury that the jailers, typically the sheriff, was not sufficiently careful and caused the death of this inmate, and he's now a meal ticket for his family. Isn't that shocking?
Has that been codified? I mean, who made that? Is that, or is this just the tort lawyers looking at this saying, yeah, well, we can sue everybody over this one?
The county councils, meaning the lawyer for the county who advises the county governing board, you know, board of supervisors, some people call it. Here we call it the police jury, is advising the sheriff and saying, I know it's a mess. It is an absolute soup sandwich, but we're going to get sued. We won't get sued if we turn them loose and then they commit a crime. That victim won't sue us. If we hold on to this guy and he ends up in the hospital, dies from the coronavirus, and they can prove it, we're going to face a lawsuit. It's cheaper for us to leave our citizens at risk.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting to now. I know a lot of cops have this. I know a lot of in New Jersey, I think 700 cops have it. I don't know how many cops they have in New Jersey. That sounds like a police department, a big one right there.
Right.
They, you know, it's making the rounds, and for these guys that got to go where they got to go and do what they got to do, it's not going to get any easier unless they catch it and live through it. They catch it and live through it, then they're going to be good to go.
The great news is we're finding out better how to treat it every day. We've now developed blood tests, a finger stick, 5-minute test. Can we commercialize that and distribute it quickly? Are we going to test enough people to find out who's already immune? Yeah, you and I are, we're all eagerly awaiting a vaccine.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking just to, I just want to take the test to find out if I have the antibodies. And if I have the antibodies, then I'll be happy to. Because otherwise, I'm sort of walking around here strutting like I probably don't need to.
Right.
I've already had it, so you can't touch me. Anyway,
coming after up the break.
After the break, we'll talk some more about it as we go along. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the fight against coronavirus will soon take a positive turn. At the White House briefing, an optimistic President Trump says things will soon start to go in the other direction.
Our country is being hit hard, but some areas have done so incredibly well. We're so proud of them. They will beat this virus. We're going to beat it.
President Trump and members of his cabinet meeting with small business leaders at the White House as well, where Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says President Trump and everyone at the administration is working hard for small business owners.
It was so successful that we were concerned we'd run out of money. The president made very clear that we should go back immediately and ask for more money to make sure we can support small business.
The up-and-down ride on Wall Street continues at the closing bell. The Dow lost 26 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Mr. Morse, Rob Morse. That sounds a little bit like James Bond, doesn't it?
Morse, Rob Morse.
There you go.
Yeah, only if you squint real hard. Hey, could we go back to Chicago for a minute?
Absolutely.
It turns out I recorded another episode of Self-Defense Gun Stories. And there is self-defense in the Windy City. We know it is extremely anti-gun, but there are 250,000 concealed carry permit holders in the state, and sometimes criminals pick the wrong guy. Okay, you're downtown Chicago. After 9 p.m., two men walk up to you, and one of them's armed. He points a gun at you, says, hand everything over. Well, one of the things in your wallet is an Illinois FOID card and a concealed carry license. You're also armed. It's still March in the Windy City. You dig into your pockets, and out comes your firearm. You shoot at your attackers. They run, and so do you. You stick around, call the police. The police told you that your attackers robbed two stores and hijacked the car in the 15 minutes before they tried to rob you. The police looked for your attackers in local hospitals. I think more stories like this will turn the tide. Because
yeah,
the cops can't do it.
Well, they're not good. I mean, I think the cops would do it if they could, but they can't. They can't be everywhere at one time. Just not. It's just not doable.
And, okay, then they know who did it, but they need a witness. Yeah, it was Lefty again. And then they need a judge that will revoke Lefty's, won't issue bail for Lefty again because he's probably out on parole. And then we'll say, Lefty, this is the 19th time. See you in 10 years. Then Lefty will stop committing crime. But new gun owners, there's a lot of steps before they make it. I mean, the new gun owners that last week bought a gun, I hope they're reading their manual, Bill, so that they figure out how to tell if their gun is loaded or not. You remember way back when you learned that and learned how to do a press check?
Yes. Well, I do press checks every time I pick up a gun. If I lay the gun down, I do a press check. And I know a lot of people get out there, well, you don't have to, because if you treat it the way you should, well, you won't accidentally shoot somebody. But if I do a press check and I don't have a round chambered and I'm going to carry it, that's going to be an issue too, because I'm going to pull it out. First round's going to go quick. That's wasting time.
That's right. And look, it is part of becoming a competent firearm owner. Someone says, is your gun loaded? You go, yeah. Do you know, did you check? Oh, no. You know, it's a little bit like driving a car without a gas gauge.
Right.
Oh, the gas gauge isn't back. Did you look at it? Right. Okay. There are a lot of other answers. New gun owners are talking to me, and I'm, you know, when can I train? Have you read the manual yet? It's a really boring thing. I know you want to go make noise. Look, we're in a quarantine. Put it to use. Quit doing a puzzle. Quit watching Netflix. You bought a gun. Find out how it works. And after you've done that, now you can make sure it's not loaded. Now you can pick it up and start to handle it and find out how the controls work. And then we have to talk about dry practice. If someone told you that you can't just point the gun at the wall and pull the trigger, if you're in an apartment and there's somebody on the other side and there's only two layers of drywall between you and them,
yeah,
that's not safe.
Doesn't yeah. work. I was just thinking about the press check. I mean, one of the things that at Tactical Response
mm-hmm.
is that when we're all on the range, they want rounds chambered.
Right.
Because according to Tactical Response, then you're treating the gun as it should be, which is in a safe manner. And but that's one of the things. They don't even do press checks, you know. They just run the slide back and throw around in the floor if that's what it came to. I don't know if it's loaded. Okay, now I do.
Right.
I don't have an issue with that, really, because I carry lots and lots of ammo. But and then the whole idea of dry fire. Well, it's there's a lot of little details they can lose here. There's a lot of little details they can miss that could be sort of problematic, especially with a striker fire gun, because everybody wants to learn how to clean one, don't they?
Hopefully we can get these guns dirty and then they can get clean. Yes, they do.
Well, I mean, the way you clean a Glock is you drop the magazine, you eject the round, then you pull it back and you pull down on the lever, let it go forward, and you pull the trigger. If you
right.
have not ejected the round, you're going to discharge
it. Yeah. Yep.
Wherever you're aiming it when you do that. So, I mean, lots of little details to forget, and it's definitely something that you have to look up and stuff. You know, I haven't looked in a manual in years. Do they actually cover those details?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And they okay. You may not let me on your show again. I hope you will. I hope
okay.
new gun owners will go read Cooper's Four Rules. Look, these are just they're simplified down to essentials. This is what all gun owners do, from the newbie to the operator top tier. Treat guns as if they're loaded all the time. Point them in a safe direction until you've decided to shoot. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're pointed at your attacker and you've made the decision to shoot. And before you do that, identify your target and what's around it. Boy, there's so much we want you to learn. The sooner you learn it, the safer you're going to be. Because if you do, you can be like Bill and I. We can practice without going to the range. It's called dry practice. We can learn a lot.
I saw a video of a guy today where he was just practicing magazine changes from the draw. Draw, click, drop the magazine, stick the other one in. He was pretty fast, too. I was a little envious of him. A little envious.
But for competition, that's critical. Bill, when you and I do that, somebody just needs to tell the new gun owners about snap caps. There's inert ammunition. Can't possibly go off. We mix it in with our regular ammunition to cause a malfunction. The gun went click rather than bang. Oh, we have to recover that malfunction. We also use snap caps for dry practice.
Malfunction practice.
Yep.
All manners of practice. Because it's inert. But coming up on the next break, we haven't even talked about this. You can find Rob's stuff. He starts with the written word. It's at Slow Facts WordPress blog. And from there, it goes out all over the world. On the podcast, there is the Polite Society podcast, which is the ensemble Polite Society cast. How many co-hosts are there in that one?
Oh,
five?
My gosh. In Polite Society, seven, but we can't ever all go at the same time. Just never happens.
And, of course, the unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For those of you who have stayed with the show this long so far, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by the Nuge, Ted Nugent. In the midst of all this lockdown, he got nowhere to go. I finally caught up with him. Talking with Rob Morris right now, though, as we go along. So are you doing anything different in this coronavirus environment as far as your carry?
No.
No?
No.
Not even carrying a little more ammo?
Nope. Same loadout I always carried. Mm-mm. Not a bit.
I'm doing a little bit different, but that's just because I'm
okay.
Crazy.
What, can you make it public what you've changed and why?
Well, I mean, I'm carrying around, you know, I have this thing I call the kit, so I'm carrying the kit.
Right.
Even when I go to the grocery store now, and that's just, I don't expect to actually need to deploy the kit. As a matter of fact, I actually would expect if anything happens, I'm probably going to be here when everything goes bad, if it goes bad. But at the same time, I just can't tell myself that I don't need to be, you know, prepared for the unexpected.
Do you carry an extra mag?
Well, in the kit, I've got an AR-15 pistol with five mags, and I've got two mags for the pistol, two mags on me, and the mag and the gun that I'm carrying.
That, oh my, yes. Yeah. Now, okay, here's one. See, I think I'm more likely to see someone who's sick than someone who attacks me, so I'm carrying a pair of rubber gloves.
Yeah, yeah. In my bag that I have, the handgun bag, I'm carrying two masks and two pairs of rubber gloves.
There you go. And a tourniquet, or
I've got a trauma kit art in it with all the little details.
I like it. Okay. That's the usual. Good job.
So you and. You're probably right, but you don't expect to see, I take it, any big, bad civil disobedience?
Not yet. There's still, the way we do that is somehow we really mess up. There's not food in the stores. EBTs quit getting issued. What somebody said to me, and I thought it was shockingly accurate. They can shut down gun stores. There won't be a revolution. If they deny the alcoholics access to alcohol, you'll have guys breaking windows. So I went,
yeah.
Wow, I'd never thought of that. Okay, so that's why that stays open. It's not like we're going to get a bunch of people who are going to go, oh, let's go tailgating at a baseball game, and because there's a flu virus, start a riot. I just don't see it. One, we can't gather in crowds. I see everything as being less likely. Now, something that surprised me, look, the guys that used to panhandle on the street, they've had to up their game and go commit petty crime because they can't panhandle for money to feed their drug and alcohol addiction.
Right. I haven't been out that much, so I haven't even thought about looking for the panhandlers.
Right.
That's interesting. I haven't even thought about that, but I will have to take a look the next time I go out.
I have a question for you because I don't have a radio show. You are about as publicly armed as Ted Nugent, meaning everybody knows.
Right.
So have you had people come up to you and say, hey, I got a gun. What do I do next?
No, I have had people come up to me and ask me if they could buy one.
From you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have done that. I have done that.
Uh-huh.
Simply because I don't like gun. If I'm not carrying it, I'm very likely going to get rid of it. Most of the guns that I have, I'm going to carry in some form or fashion or some. I have some plan for it. And I when all of this really was hitting the fan, I was sort of sitting around looking at this and that, and the other saying, well, I've got this and this and this, and I'm not using it. And like in one case, young man wanted a shotgun. And I called around to everybody I knew looking for a shotgun for him and couldn't find him a shotgun. And the only shotgun they had would be like a hunting shotgun. He wanted a fighting shotgun. So I sold him my shotgun. I told him, I said, this is a bad idea. And he asked me why. I said, well, look at your house. Look at the ceilings. Do you know what's going to happen if you pull the trigger on that shotgun in your house? Do you know what it's going to do just to the person shooting the gun? Not the person you probably hit with the shotgun, with the buckshot, but what it's going to do to them, especially if they're dealing with multiple opponents. Plus, you got to reload this every time you shoot it six times.
Right.
If I had to have one gun, it's going to be an AR-15 pistol.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. And you and I would like to see it suppressed.
Not so much. In the military now, they wear hearing protection. It's also radio headphones.
Right.
So I'm going to take my kit and stick a pair of, ear pro in that. Just because with the ear pro, when you turn it on, you can hear better.
Right.
And at the same time, it's protecting your hearing. But, the flash inside a house, the compression and the concussion that goes on inside a house when you pull the trigger on any firearm. Nobody's prepared for that the first time.
Amen to that.
So
now, interestingly, I get to say that not because I'm a big bad operator, but I've taken some live fire training in shoot houses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, solid walls reflect sound really, really well.
Yep, and they also hold all of that. It's sort of like a.
And that's, yeah.
Then you don't hear nothing for a little bit. Then the ringing comes back slowly, and it's
somebody pointed something else out to me. I thought it was good news that I'd completely forgotten. What should new gun owners do? I don't like the class a lot, but the NRA basic firearms class is available online. You can go take it, and then when you're ready to get any permits, anything, you say, see, I already did this, and we're going to be in quarantine for another couple weeks. What else? Come on. It's better than watching Netflix. You come out with something at the end.
Yeah. Well, Everybody just bought a gun that hasn't ever done it. You should all be dry firing right now. You should be the best guys on the trigger of anybody I know.
So, right.
Anyway. So, is the schedule for the podcast, is there all of that remaining the same right now for you?
Right. Oh, yes and no. We're trying to do a, you know, with so many people working from home in the podcast, we're trying to do a new gun owner miniseries. We're just getting together around midday to do just a little 10-minute video. Hi, you just got a gun? Here's what you might not know yet. But other than that, it's Monday nights, right?
Very good, very good. And for those of you who like the stuff that popped up, now, Rob, also with the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, this is actually a very, it's educational because it takes a look at something that actually happened and does a little forensic examination of it. It's a very good podcast as far as just the information it gives and the consideration that it gives to looking back at learning from an actual gunfight. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you so much, Bill. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Not too long ago, the public relations firm of, person, the manager for Ted Nugent, reached out to me and asked me if I would have him on the show. And, of course, I said yes, and that's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.